The Master's Playground.
Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Hi, loves. Happy Friday. Happy 6 p.m. The hour of love on the day of love. In today's episode, we are going to be exploring soul work and following our bliss. When we're talking about our soul's work, our focus is about consistently making choices from an elevated space in our life, our work, and our path. Welcoming our guest to help reinforce what's happening with this particular topic, I am incredibly grateful and we are blessed to have celebrity photographer Star Sargenti joining us. Welcome to the Master's Playground, Star.
Thank you.
Beautiful. So before we start getting into this topic and really understanding what, you know, soul work entails and getting to know our wonderful guest for the evening, it is customary on the Master's Playground to greet each episode. As you're tuning into me and I to you, we take a moment to tune in together. And we do so by chanting the Adi Mantra three times. So for those of you that are new, hey, you know, just follow along. You know, feel the vibration.
Feel it.
You know, and for those of you that are seasoned yogis out there, I invite you to join me. Placing our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. And on the next breath, we will begin.
Om. Sat to the Nam.
Yes. You're listening to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. And joining us tonight is Star Sargenti. Welcome. Thank you for accepting this warm invitation to join us on the Master's Playground.
My pleasure, Chrissy Stereo.
Beautiful. Now, our topic tonight is soul work and following our bliss. Now, our guest, Star, is the founder and owner of four very successful companies, three of which are photography-based and one which is eco-friendly clothing-based. You could find her at varied websites, harmonyweddingphotography.com, harmonyaffluence.com, and harmonyboudoirphotography.com. And for the clothing, Star, where can they find information on that?
For the eco-luxury brand, it's luminousbeing.com.
So you are a busy girl.
Entrepreneur.
Yes, it's beautiful. Now, what I know about you, and I've, you know, what I know about Star is that you have very illustrious background. You have traveled the world. with your work.
Yes.
You photograph very well-known people, celebrities, dignitaries.
That is correct.
There's been a book written about you.
Yes, in the photography world.
You are a Kundalini master and spiritualist.
Thank you for the compliment. Life is a journey, though.
And those of you, those who know you, know that you carry with you the Adi Shakti power.
Oh, you're going to talk about Adi Shakti.
Yes, yes. And by my definition and not hers, I would say that Star is also a soul school teacher, a leader. All this and more is, you know, just a hint of what I admire of Star Sargenti. Now, you're a creative and you make choices from a heart-based space continually in everything that you do. You know, and so because our topic tonight is soul work, I want to dive in, you know, into understanding how you connect with your soul and your self-awareness and how you use it to bring it into the workspace, your interaction with the human conditions on planet Earth. And yeah, so, you know, let's start to get to know you a little bit. So tell us a little bit about how you go about working.
Wow. Do you have a lot of time?
We have...
The work never stops.
Yeah, we have plenty of time.
Well, how I go about working, about myself, I feel that my work is an expression of my soul. I don't really use my work to get to my soul. My soul uses my work to get to me, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. to stay connected that way. And it's an expression of that through imagery and design, you know, with the clothing line and everything.
You have several successful companies here. You live in the fabulous hills of Hollywood. You have a charmed life. You really do. And let's go back a little bit. Let's understand, how did you get here? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Life seasons you. My background, well, I was born in Hawaii, and my mother is very creative as well. We have a lot of creative types, I will say, in our family. Mm-hmm. So I was very fortunate to have the influence of spirituality and creativity. Mm-hmm. And life's purpose can all be expressed as one through mm-hmm. your work. Mm-hmm. Versus you work your job and that's compartmentalized through one thing, and then you have your hobby of whatever you love on the side that you do for pleasure. And fortunately, I was brought up to believe that you can receive pleasure and spirituality and creativity with your work's expression. Mm-hmm. My background, I've traveled extensively in the fashion industry, living in Africa, Paris, Tokyo, Milan, all over the world. And that was one of my best educations, living in different cultures, different societies, and realizing that everyone basically has the same goal. We all want to be happy, mm-hmm. no matter what language you speak, no matter which way, if you're going to be happy being a car mechanic or a painter. But ultimately, that's why we think we want money, or we want to consume certain things, taste good, feel good, look good, because you want to be happy. Mm-hmm. And I truly find it a blessing to be able to express that joy through my work. And I feel that fundamentally, that is your soul's work, mm-hmm. that bliss, that happiness. And how I got here, I decided to live in Los Angeles. I love it. This is the city of angels. And it's warm and beautiful and the people are fabulous. We all know it. Love the East Coast too. Kudos. But I just love it here. And I really felt that I could thrive as a entrepreneur. I love business as well. Mm-hmm. I feel that business and creating your own company, creating your own brand is just as artistic as a painting, because you're fundamentally, you're creating something.
Right, so. Right. Well,
you did know, I really answer your question?
Yeah, you did. I mean, what I gathered from it. Yeah, you know what I'm getting from it is that, you know, it's an extension of your soul, and that is how you're navigating, and quite brilliantly manifesting all of this success. You know, to celebrate your heart, you know, gets you, you know, into the land of dreams, if you will.
I feel like it's dreams manifest. Mm-hmm. Like we're dreaming ourselves into this reality. We're dreaming our dreaming selves.
Hi, dream.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's quite lovely. Yeah. You know, when you wake up into this reality and you think, wow, how did I get here? They wrote a song about letting the days go by or something. What was that?
Letting the days go by.
Water flowing. This is not my house.
Yes. Yeah, Talking Heads. Yeah.
Yes. And sometimes you wake up and you say, this is not my beautiful house. And
I've been there.
Yeah, as we all do. And I feel that's very enriching, and I don't really feel like this journey is going to stop. And I feel that these people ask, how do you manage this? I mean, obviously I work very long hours.
This is true. This
but
is
I true. Love it. Yeah. If it was anything else, I don't think I would have that dedication and commitment to work those hours, you know, per se, if I was doing a job where my heart wasn't into it. And I feel that I finally understand when they say, do what you love, have your labor of love, and your success, your finance, all that will eventually follow because you love it so much. You exude that that vibration of you know, joy and bliss and success.
Well, you kind of set it up for the first song. The first song that I'm going to bust out.
What is this?
You know,
what is this song?
Pretty much captures the last couple sentences of what happens when you put your heart and soul into what it is that you do in this world, the work that you do in this world. Mm-hmm. And this gentleman here talks about going to the next level. So enjoy.
Larger than life.
Hi there. Yes, indeed. A little Peter Gabriel, big time. Yes, loves. A little magic dust of when you put your heart and soul, your true spirit into everything that you do. Big time. Big time comes to mind. It's like, wow, I'm totally rolling now. This is great. Anyways, welcome back to the Masters Playground. I am Chrissy Stereo, and we are here with our wonderful guest and amazing entrepreneur, Star Sargenti. And we are exploring soul work. And by doing so, we're embracing your journey, you know, and understanding what it's like to manifest multiple companies and travel the world. And, you know, I mean, you've worked with people such as Peter Fonda, you know, Robin Givens.
Quivers.
And yeah. Hi. Sorry, Robin.
It's okay. She would understand.
Timothy Hutton. I mean, the list goes on. And then I've also experienced you, you know, being flown out to other countries to, you know, do a variety of photography work.
Yes.
So obviously you work with a variety of clients. And, you know, so the journey, I'm sure, hasn't been free of any, like, pitfalls along the way. You know, the random, like, whoa, what was that? What, you know, because this is a show focused on working with tools of the divine and understanding how to completely be embodied in every experience that we manifest into our world.
Is that possible to be completely embodied?
I don't know, man. I'm a Pisces, so I'm in and out.
Are you sure you got the right girl?
Yeah, I think I do. To be honest with you. No, but yeah. So it's been a journey. So tell us a little bit about, you know, the pitfalls and how you navigated with those particular experiences.
Well, when I was a little girl,
when I was seven,
actually earlier than that, but. Navigating with the pitfalls now, I'll just keep it current news. Mm-hmm. I'm very deep into my spiritual practice, mm-hmm. which is there are pitfalls. We live, our reality is a polarized reality. You have light, you have dark, you have success, you have poverty, you have opulence. It's all over the place. But in the nature of this reality and in this reality, you can experience yourself through that contrast. Mm-hmm. So those are the pitfalls. So mm-hmm. you can experience your success through the challenges mm-hmm. and even failures and come back up and overcome that. And mm-hmm. how else would you know how successful you are?
Right.
Unless you went through that contrast. And what I find is very healing is my spiritual practice of yoga and meditation. Mm-hmm. And I was bestowed a great gift from a teacher out here in the Los Angeles area who is absolutely incredible, the Adi Shakti mantra, which is, it's a beautiful meditation that women can do to erase insecurities. Mm-hmm. And they say that women, when you chant this, the universe will come to serve you mm-hmm. in the sense of literally, and it'll erase your insecurities and build you up from the inside out. Instead of looking for outside things, us as women, we're constantly bombarded by outside things. And I know this because I was in the fashion industry. I'm a photographer now, and it is all about image. And to find a way to feel that beauty and that connection to your true self, your infinite self, this meditation will bring about.
Right.
And it's the Adi Shakti meditation. And I dedicated myself to 6.5 years of doing this meditation. And that's how long it took for me. I'm obviously, nobody's perfect, but I needed to do it for that long. And I still currently practice this meditation, right. And you, among others.
Yeah. I was about to highlight, you embrace several, you know, mm-hmm. meditations. You know, from what I've, you know, experienced with you, in fact, you know, that's one of my inspirations. I have witnessed you throughout, you know, the history of our journey together, greeting the day, with meditation, ending the day with meditation, you know, complementing the day, you know, wherever. Meditation is a continual, I guess you could say, practice, you know, and from what I've experienced witnessing you. So it is quite true, and that meditation is a very powerful thing in your, from what I could see in your experience, you know, and I could say in my experience, but, you know, we're not going to talk about me right now.
This isn't...
No, this is not the interview
the of Chrissy Stereo Show.
Yeah, that'll be a different episode. Thank you for checking
I'll interview
it.
You next time.
Yeah, that'll be cute.
I'll write up the questions.
Yeah. So you mentioned the Adi Chakra. So I'd like to go ahead and, you know, introduce our audience into experiencing the mantra for themselves. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know...
It also cancels out conflicted or opposing, for those of you that believe in astrology and astronomy, it cancels out negative aspects of one's astrological chart. FYI.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
Yes, I love Sirius getting down into it, meditations. So with that, I invite you to enjoy this version.
I love
Namo, namo. Adi Shakti.
incredibly beautiful. I love it. I love it. You've just listened to the Adi Shakti mantra.
Gorge.
Oh my gosh. It always inspires me. I was, off microphone, I was sharing with Star that it has a tribal quality that I could identify.
I love
that. You know, it just makes me want to get a little, I don't know. It's bringing out some shamanic energy in me. It's great, you know? Well, where's my drum? Let's do this, you know? It's great.
Well, you could meditate that way as well. Some people surf. My husband kiteboards. That's his meditation.
Oh, so beautiful, beautiful.
Drum it up.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you that are just tuning in or have been, you know, totally riding along, a little reminder, today's episode is focused on soul work, following your bliss. And we are here with our guest, Star Sargenti, who is a celebrity photographer, a successful entrepreneur, multiple businesses, travels the world, works with celebrities. And I mean, the list and just goes on and beautifully on and on. And it's just
have a great husband too.
Yes.
He's part of that.
And congratulations. Congratulations. This is a new marriage. He's wonderful. So, many blessings to you and your husband.
Thank you. Those of that have had the pleasure of meeting him, like you. Great guy.
He's a great guy. So, hi, great guy. Who I will not share the name of, but hi. Anyways, so we were talking about doing soul work, right? And, you know, obviously, I see great success all around you, not only in love, but, you know, in self-love, in the manifestation of doing everything from your heart space.
Yes.
Truly your heart space. Now, we live in Los Angeles, and, you know, there's multiple tribes here in LA, as I like to say. And, you know, what I've noticed is that, you know, sometimes in life, you know, like, you know, somebody will rise to a certain level of fame, notoriety, successes are celebrated. But I have experienced that, you know, perhaps a person or two might look upon the success of another with criticism and with perhaps comparison in criticism.
Like competing?
Yeah, like competing energy or just sort of, you know, having that polarized expression of you know, not being able to celebrate that, you know.
Not applauding somebody else's success, but
exactly.
Instead being competitive or feeling that there's not enough for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Scarcity, the whole thing, poverty consciousness, what have you. So I wanted to, you know, ask you about that and what, you know, just basically give you the microphone on that one, you know, and just, you know, what's your take on that?
My take is never give up.
Beautiful.
Ever give up. And we've seen so many examples of people from the most horrible circumstances, and they didn't give up on themselves. And there's no reason for you to give up on yourself and not to continually give yourself the opportunity, as everybody, because there's always going to be pitfalls, but some are more dramatic than others. Some of us, including myself, come from less than affluent lifestyles and the upbringing, and not everybody was given the same opportunities. But I say never give up, and there's no reason to worry, you know, unless you're an athlete. I used to run track as well. Mm-hmm. Competition, because we really are all snowflakes.
Oh, I
never like that saying, but it's true.
It's so
true.
I love that saying.
No one is going to do it like you. And I remember when I started my photography business, and a lot of my colleagues were like, oh, it's so competitive and there's so many people and it's going to be so hard. And finally I realized they were just trying to protect me in the way that, and the tools that they knew how to do would be stopping someone before they would hurt themselves or fail or whatever it was that they were trying to attempt to do.
Right.
And in my head, I just called them killjoy. And I thought, okay, I did. Wait, was that a little bit harsh? It's
no,
Killjoy.
I love it, actually. That's just Killjoy.
Well, it is. And when there's no, I don't believe in competition. Mm-hmm. I don't believe there's another Star Sargenti.
Right.
And I don't believe there's another Christy Stereo. Like, I just really don't believe that. And yeah. I believe that it's an illusion. Mm-hmm. And there's no one that's going to do it the way you are. So kind of, you know, push that aside and know not to give up and that you'll have those opportunities. And when they arrive, grab it.
Right, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would agree. I mean, thank you for sharing that because, you know, there is that experience of where you're going to have people who you're always going to have opinions coming at you of how you should live or how you should experience your journey, you know, and it's again, that's where, you know, tuning into your own heart, following your own bliss.
Yes,
is your guidance. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being an inspiration in my life in that way. You know, I know that I can give you so many different compliments, Star.
I mean,
it could be
it.
Like the compliment hour. I'm like, okay, when I first met her, she inspired me this way and that way and this way and this way. But one of the greatest inspirations that you have given my life experience is truly to be dedicated to my own spirit. And you've been a beautiful reflective surface that embodied that light. So I'm very grateful to the divine for you. And I'm very grateful to the divine for you know, simply sharing that true light from you.
Aww,
I know, tenderoni.com.
Heart melt.
I wonder if that domain exists, tenderoni.com.
You should check it out. That would be so cute. Everybody can just post little...
tenderoni moments?
Yes, little heart melts up there.
Oh, that's kind of brilliant, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm, all right. All right, calling all healers, feel free to act on that, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm feeling a tickle, and that tickle is I kind of feel the energy of an ascended master wanting to share information with the collective consciousness.
Watch out, everybody.
Now, ascended masters are individuals who were actually live or live. Yeah, alive.
Are they live with us on the air right now?
Are.
Oh my gosh.
Can you feel it?
Archangel
feel it?
Michael.
Okay.
Whoa, it's Jesus right over there to the right.
Sorry. All right. Ascended masters.
Sorry,
we're
I've
here.
Had too much water.
It's all good. Too much H2O. Ascended masters are individuals who came here who basically self-embodied during their life experience and shared a wealth of knowledge with us, and they're still doing so. So we're going to be turning to an ascended master to understand a little bit of the energies that we can anticipate through the weekend and this coming week, what a message would be. So I'm asking our guest, Star, to, you know, pick the card for us.
Okay.
So please do so.
Would you like me to think of a certain... question or just the upcoming week in a generalization?
I say go with whatever you're prompted to do. We'll follow that path.
Follow my heart, my bliss. Mm-hmm. Well, here we go.
Do you like the dramatic music in the background?
Should I show it?
Yeah, to the camera over there.
Oh, I love it. This is a card that I picked up for myself. It's Lakshmi, the flow of prosperity.
Okay, wait. Oh, I love it. That is so incredible. I love it. Okay, Lakshmi has definitely been showing up to the Master's Playground often.
Has she really?
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah, she has a lot to say. So Lakshmi. Hold on, I'm still looking.
There's
a
meditation for that. You, for those of you who would like more...
please.
Affluence in your life, you can say Lakshmi, 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 Om, Om, Lakshmi. And Om is O-N-G.
May I have the card?
So, oh, well, I put it back in the deck.
Let me find it. Thank you.
So you say Lakshmi, 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 Om, Om, Lakshmi. And Yogi Bhajan, this great Kundalini yoga master who came over and completely changed yoga as we know it. He taught that meditation and he used to do it himself. I actually heard an old recording of him. I don't remember exactly the time frame that it was from. And he was laughing. He was like, Lakshmi, 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 Lakshmi. And he goes, I got a lot of money. And it was a meditation that he did to generate wealth, you know, among the other ones like
wow.
Har and whatnot. So if you just chant that to yourself and visualize yourself wealthy and doing that, get back to us and let us know what happens.
At Tenderoni. No, yeah. Kidding.
It works.
Beautiful. Thank
Trust
you so much
me.
For sharing that with everyone. All right. So the flow of prosperity, Lakshmi. Okay. This card indicates that your prayers about finances have been heard and answered.
Hello.
Answered. Yes, I love it. Tap into your manifestation power by focusing on abundance instead of worrying about money. You have nothing to fear. A new flow of prosperity is supporting you and your loved ones.
All right.
Blessings. So you drew the card you mentioned for you. I'm going to go ahead and share that love with the collective consciousness and just go.
I feel like there's enough for everyone.
Exactly.
We're gonna give that out and tap into our blessings and abundance, all of us together.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So exploring a little bit more about the energies that are coming up for the coming week, you guys, I like to, you know, draw upon some cards in Kabbalah Tarot and ask, okay, what are some of the energies that we can anticipate for the coming week?
Is just an energetic thing for the mass collective?
The mass collective. That's essentially, I'm like, you know, it's sort of like looking at astrology, mm-hmm. like what major aspects are happening this week. I complement it by saying, okay, what additional energies can we, you know, through this tool of Tarot, you know, what additional energies can we anticipate for the coming week? So, ladies and gentlemen, we ended up getting the five, what, of swords.
Oh, no. See, you guys stick with my team over here, Lakshmi. Don't go to the sword side.
No.
Star or Chrissy Star.
No, there's no fear. There's no fear.
Just kidding.
No. So, basically, the five of swords is highlighting that things are about to get busier.
Ooh.
Okay? It's increasing our level of commitment. It can be challenging. So as a result, the tendency to have our anxiety increase can be there. But what's really magical about the Five of Swords is that love also increases.
All right.
Okay. So basically, we are being asked to make the commitment. And everyone, as we know, we are being called to live our divine truth in a variety of different ways. For those of you who are interested, you can find out more about that, you know, the astrology and all of that stuff by visiting my website at chrissystereo.com. There's a lot of changes and there's a lot of opportunities to step up into your authentic truth. And this is part of it. So right on. Five of Swords. Additional energies that complement. I'm like, okay, I always like to go, all right, what else can we anticipate? Right? And we ended up getting, yes, the world.
She's wearing a towel. Can you show that to the camera?
Yeah, I'm holding it up to the camera right now.
Yes.
I see it more.
Is she topless?
As, I see
Wait
it.
A second.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, what kind of radio show is this? You have a topless woman on the car.
Wait, I love the stack. All right. So basically, I'm going to translate, this is an angelic cloth.
Okay, she's a topless angel.
the draft got caught. She had a Janet Jackson incident,
yes.
NFL incident. All right. Anywho, it is also known as the universe card. And essentially, it's everything that's happening right now is divinely sacrificial.
Wow.
Okay, so it's really, you know, It's a time-based card. We have come to the end of something because it is the best for everyone, okay? So if you find yourself in situations out there where you're like, but what, you know, the whole thing, tap into the energy that it is divinely best for everyone, and that includes you. So Those are additional energy. So essentially, we're increasing our commitment, and we're also, you know, surrendering, you know, making the divine sacrifice. So I will leave that to, open to your personal interpretations out there.
I'm sure a lot of people are going to interpret divine sacrifice. That's what would your interpretation be?
My interpretation? Oh, we're going to go there, girl. Okay.
Come on. We've got 5 minutes.
All right. Cool.
So you can take 1 minute.
All right. And then also, you know, Jen just... she asked, what is the number 21 all about? And so maybe you can comment on that.
The crown of the Magi.
Yeah, the crown. Yes. So there's your answer. Did you hear that? Yeah. So... numerology is magical. Divine sacrifice. That means what that means to me, and I'm a, you know, Leo rising, you know, so I'm going to be very expressive about this. You know, essentially it's about surrendering your fears for me, surrendering anything that you feel is holding you back. So, you know, giving in to trusting that everything is divine, that everything is taken care of, that you are on a magic carpet ride, that you can put up your sail, but you can't control it. You cannot control the winds. All you can do is put up the sail and trust. So that's how I interpret this particular card. Now, going back to this one, the Five of Swords, how I interpret that in my world.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm about to get a lot of projects off the ground. I'm basically going to work, do my soul work, and put my heart in even further into everything that I do, and at a much more rapid, quote unquote, pace, which I don't believe in time, but there it is.
Faster.
Right. So do you have any compliments? You know, how do you interpret these cards?
I really don't know a lot about the Kabbalah Tarot deck.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
All right, and that...
But those cards look fabulous. The swords That's made me a little funny. Bit nervous when they came out. Swords make me nervous. Knives, swords, guys,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you say it's divine, I'll be open to it.
Beautiful. You are listening to The Master's Playground, and we are, you know, coming to the very tail end with our, you know, guest for the evening, Star Sargenti. Star, where can people find you? What are the websites?
There's a few cafes that I like to. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
you can find me on this.
I like Larchmont. No. Yeah. HarmonyAffluence.com. Mm-hmm. And then that is the mothership of my websites. Mm-hmm. With there's a lot of rock. I shoot underwater fashion, photography, celeb stuff like that. And then for the clothing line, it's luminousbeing.com.
Beautiful.
So I'm not gonna be but that's about it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
There's the other companies, but from there you have your little breadcrumbs. Thank you for having me. I know we have to go, and
there's one more question I have for the road, if you will.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just one more question. You know, you've learned and experienced quite a bit with all the manifesting
on the show, actually
on the show.
I've learned a lot.
Thank you. But essentially, I would like to end the show with asking you, what is it that you can share with others that would be an example for them to follow?
What is it that I learned? Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Mm. Be a hard worker. Work hard, but be kind to yourself.
Mm.
Stop self-criticism. It doesn't get you anywhere. Correction and criticism are two different things. So be kind to yourself.
That's beautiful. Tenderoni.com. Thank you, Star.
Thank you for having me, and blessings.
Let's go ahead and close out with a sunshine song.
Oh, I don't
know.
Okay, do you have it memorized?
You could.
In yoga, they always just play the song.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Just, you know what? Hit play in your world, and I'll just say it, and then we'll close out with a sat nam. How's that?
Okay.
Or whatever you feel. Whatever you feel.
Magic carpet ride, right, as you explained earlier. Yeah. It's divine.
All right. May the long time sun shine upon you. all love surround you, and the pure light within you
guide
your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings, everybody. Have a beautiful week. I'll see you next week.
Love yourself. Love yourself. 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 Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are
the divine.
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 Blessings.
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 The Master's Playground.
Playground.